this short exercise, Dr. Sears invites us to explore what it would be like to deeply see and feel our anxiety with fresh eyes and a compassionate heart. In this new way of deeply seeing ourselves, anxiety is no longer our enemy, or something we need to fight or run away from in our day-to-day lives. Instead, in this new way of seeing, we are encouraged to become intimately familiar with our anxiety and the myriad of thoughts and feelings connected to our anxiety. Through this process of familiarizing ourselves with our anxiety, we begin to forge a new type of relationship. In this new relationship, we can begin to change many things about our anxiety and how we relate to it. Instead of avoiding anxiety, we practice accepting it. Instead of fighting anxiety, we befriend it. Instead of running away from anxiety, we learn to lay down the welcome mat for it. Instead of closing ourselves from anxiety, we practice opening ourselves to it. And instead of hating our anxiety, we offer compassion to ourselves and to our anxiety. Forging this new type of relationship is not easy, but yet, this is the path of mindfulness. As Dr. Sears encourages us, we must be patient in our practice and wise in our efforts. So, thank you, Dr. Sears, for offering us this exercise.
All right, so let's go ahead and do an exercise on bringing compassion to anxiety. So find a comfortable position to sit or lie down if you need to, and you can lower your eyelids or close your eyes. And just gently set aside all the concerns, all the plans, all the other things, and give yourself permission to just be here for the next few minutes. And I want you to see if you can touch base with that feeling that comes up when you get anxious about something. Now, my suggestion is to pick something small, not necessarily the most anxiety-producing thing you can think of. But what we want to do is, instead of running from it, instead of fighting it, we just want to sort of make some space, make some room for this anxiety feeling. And what I'd also like you to do is imagine that somehow, magically, the you from 10 or 20 years in the future could be here in the room with you. So an older, wiser version of yourself could be here with you. Someone who's moved through this anxiety, found a way to harness that energy, that has found a way to live a more fulfilling life by whatever definition is important to you, is able to be here with you, somebody that knows you through and through, somebody that's not going to judge you. So imagine them sitting across from you. And they give you that knowing smile. They're not dismissing how bad the anxiety can be. They're not going to judge you for having it. They're not going to just tell you to get over it. They know what it's like. They've been there. And they also know that it doesn't have to define you or ruin your life. So can you imagine being in the presence of this wiser, older version of you that just gives you complete and full acceptance? And imagine that for yourself. Here's this anxiety feeling. And at some level, this is just me. This is my own body trying to help. Now, maybe it's a misfiring of some older memories. Maybe something's getting triggered or pulled from time in your past when you're in a really bad situation. Maybe there's something going on right now, very real, very distressing, that you have to deal with. In any case, anxiety itself is not your enemy. Imagine this older version of you just sort of sending out this feeling that it's okay to feel. Because if you try to get rid of a feeling that's here, what you're really saying is it's not okay to be me. And if it's hard for you to pull up this feeling, imagine this older version of you projecting out to you, it's okay to be who you are in this moment. You don't have to change. You don't have to fix it. You don't have to be different. Who you are is okay in this moment, even if anxiety is here. Now, as best you can, try to set aside your expectations. It may get worse. Maybe nothing's going to happen. It might go down. We're not trying to do this as a subtle trick to control or change the anxiety. See if you can practice allowing the anxiety to be here if it's already here. Now, your mind may automatically want to project, well, how's this going to help in the future? Or what about this situation? And same thing. Thank you, brain, for trying to help. Thank you, brain, for trying to distract me or plan ahead. And in this moment, it's just okay to be me. And for the last few moments, just imagine looking into the eyes of this older, wiser version of you. It just gives you that knowing smile, knows you through and through, of course, because they've been there. It doesn't judge you, it just gives you complete acceptance. And I want you to imagine that sense of complete acceptance dissolving into yourself. Just sort of seal that away in your heart. And what's important here is, even if nothing changed, even if you still feel anxious or even got a little worse, you just taught yourself you can feel it. It's not pleasant, it's not fun, but it's a part of you. And maybe through practicing this more and more, you can let go of at least the struggle with yourself. And with that, we'll let this exercise go and start bringing your attention back to the room. And with so many of these exercises, of course, repetition is important because we've trained ourselves for so many years to react a certain way. So just practice this a few times and see what happens.